Brothers Pictures, a Warner Communications company. Warner Brothers presents a Paul Maslansky production. Police Academy 4, Citizens on Patrol. Starring Steve Guttenberg and Bubba Smith. A police car drives along the city street at night. Tower blocks rise in the distance. Starring Michael Winslow and David Graff. Citizens on Patrol! The two police officers in the car, Mahoney and Jones, do a synchronized dance using their hands while driving along. They wiggle their fingers at each other.
Take it, brother!
In the passenger seat, Jones does a hand solo.
Have you heard the word out on the street?
There's a new kind of heat that's walking the beat.
Cause the neighborhood folks won't take no more.
They got bars on the windows and locks on the doors.
Citizens on Patrol!
G.W. Bailey as Captain Harris, Bobcat Goldthwaite as Zed, and George Gaines as Commandant Lassard. The officers continue to dance.
We got crashers, mashers, even headbashers, punks,
drunks,
all kinds of fun.
There's a mugger in an alley and a junkie named Sally.
So you better go home.
We won't leave you alone.
We're Citizens on Patrol.
The car drives through the city streets. The officers wiggle their hands like waves.
Citizens on Patrol.
Let me break it!
Jones's jaws shudder from the handshake.
Man, that was fun!
I'm on jam.
Go ahead, Bob.
I'm on jam.
The patrol car passes bright shop fronts. They turn off into a side street which leads to a roundabout planted with flowers. Beside the roundabout, a round blue sign reads, Police Academy. Integrity, knowledge, courage. To serve and protect. Directed by Jim Drake. The windscreen cracks and the patrol car crashes. Commandant Lassard peers out from a window.
Ah! Well, I guess the meeting started.
Citizens on Patrol!
Howdy, sir.
Mahoney! Jones! Thank you, sweet Jack. I've had the most wonderful, wonderful news about my new program.
Lassard shoots a golf ball around the room. The officers duck.
What new program is that, sir?
My Citizens on Patrol. I call it COP for short. Has a nice police ring to it, don't you think?
What is cop, sir?
Another golf ball narrowly misses the officers.
What is the most frustrating thing about police work?
Not being able to carry hand grenades, sir.
Separate locker room, sir.
Icky blue uniforms.
Well, I always thought that the most frustrating thing was that we couldn't be everywhere at once to solve every crime. So the public ends up thinking of us as enemies. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could all be friends? Ah, Officer Mahoney, please come in. Have some lemonade. I love lemonade. Not too tart, not
too sweet, just good.
Mahoney mimes drinking.
So COPS is a community action program, sir.
Like Neighborhood Watch?
More, much, much more. We show the community that we care. We train volunteers in crime detection, in first aid,
And it's a great idea, sir.
But we need citizen support.
With all this neighborhood crime, I'm sure you'll get it.
Oh!
Right, what if we were to...
The golf club.
What was that?
I believe Brother Sweetchuck is suggesting we recruit in our old neighborhood.
Excellent! We have the full support of the mayor. And best of all, the governor of the state wants me to unveil the program at the end of the International Police Seminar next month in England. While I attend the seminar, you, my good, good friends, will put COP into action. It will change community relations all around the world. The Lassard method. It rolls nicely off the tongue, don't you think?
Hi, what a miss!
Another golf swing shoots the ball into the officer's mouth. He spits it out.
Fire!
Harris is in his office polishing his cane.
Mama's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mama's little baby loves shortening bread.
Captain Harris, Police Commissioner Hurst is here. You want to see him?
No. Send him packing.
Yes, sir.
Proctor!
Yes, sir.
Send the commissioner in immediately.
I thought you said to send him packing.
Immediately!
Yes, sir.
Commissioner?
You have a problem, Captain Harris?
Yes, sir. Commissioner, I am extremely concerned with this memorandum from Lessard about his COP program. Citizens doing police work. An asinine idea. If this goes through, no policeman's job, no policeman's paycheck will be safe. Are you through, Captain? The governor of this state thinks that this program is absolutely brilliant. So until he changes his mind, that's what you and I think, too. Agreed?
Yes, sir.
Good.
Bumbling Proctor stumbles out the way to let Hurst pass.
You were right. You should have sent him packing.
I don't give a damn what the governor or the mayor thinks. Lessard's program is a mistake. And anyone who thinks otherwise is wrong.
A Newton's cradle.
Pure and simple. Don't touch those! Don't you ever touch my balls without asking!
Officers next door stop and stare. Inside a grand building, long-haired Zed wears a leather jacket with the words Death by Tire Iron scrawled across and a large skull above. A well-dressed lady appears.
You're gonna have to leave. I'll call the police. I mean it.
Okay. I'm going. I'm out of here. Wait a minute. I am the police.
No, you're not.
That's me. I'm here to speak about COP.
The lady chuckles, embarrassed.
I'm sorry. I didn't without the uniform.
Regular human clothes make people more comfortable. Hi, ladies.
Let's do some poetry!
In a park, a large man on a scooter. Hightower and Tackleberry.
I gotta go to my in-laws for dinner tonight.
You wanna come?
The man on the scooter.
Officer Hightower. I'm here to join a new CLP program.
Do I know you?
Yeah, you used to bounce me on your knee.
I did?
Yeah, little Tommy Conklin, but now they call me House.
Tommy Conklin. Tommy Conklin. Sure, welcome aboard. You can register right over there.
Picking up his scooter, Conklin heads over to a nearby table manned by officers. Back at the poetry group, Zed sits with the audience full of women.
Blind mouth, that scare themselves, know how to hold a sheep hook, or have learned, aught else at least, that to the faithful herdsman's art belongs.
The woman drops her head forward in a dramatic ending.
Whoa, that was exciting. We have an officer, Zed, who's here to tell us a little bit about a new police program, so won't you?
A tearful Zed approaches the podium.
Thank you very much. Whew, I'm sorry, I'm an emotional, sensitive guy, and that part about the sheep book just told me how right I was. I have my own poem that I prepared for you today. Jean made a machine. And Jojo made it go. I blew a fart and blew the whole damn thing apart.
The ladies whisper and frown.
I didn't write it. Now I would like to talk to you about what we're here for, and that's for me to pitch the new COP program to you. Perhaps a few of you ladies might be interested in it.
Around the Kirkland dinner table.
So the bartender asked the organ grinder, hey, are you a monkey singing the opera? And I said, nope, but if you hit me on the head, I'll sing Yankee Doodle.
Officer Tackleberry looks nervous as the others laugh.
Oh, it's so nice.
have my family all back together again.
God, what?
Can you pass a lettuce, Pop?
Oh, sure, honey. Here you go.
Thanks, Pop.
You're welcome. Hey, listen. Did I tell you I'm going to join that citizen on patrol thing?
Oh, that would be a great idea. I'd sure be proud to have you at the precinct.
Nah.
Oh, I'll take some more greens, bud.
Dad.
Yeah?
I don't think you should sign up. I mean, look, there are already three of us on the force. It's going to look like favoritism.
That's not it. That's not it at all. You just don't think I'm fast enough anymore, do you?
He punches Bud in the face.
I don't think that's it. Do you, Tack?
It has nothing to do with being fast. Now, that was fast, huh?
Bud punches him back.
No, that was fast. Oh, but that's hard.
Bud is knocked to the floor. Mr. Kirkland jumps on him.
Excuse me! I think Bud hurt Pop's feelings.
Mr. Kirkland holds Bud up against the door and punches him repeatedly. Bud karate chops at his father's shoulders.
Oh, you too!
She pulls Bud by the hair to show him a cake. A lock of his hair comes out.
Oh, well. Who wants pie?
Tackleberry gawps at the scene. In an elevator.
I was just trying to help!
Well, you hurt my arm.
I'll hand the rest up.
Hi.
Hi. Can I interest you in a new citizens program?
No, I don't think so.
No, thanks. We'll take the stairs.
Yeah, thanks, just for a sec.
Excuse me! Excuse me! Would you be interested in a new citizens program?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
We
didn't hear you right.
Oh, sure.
There you are.
Can I hand the rest of them out?
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Bye.
A skateboarder speeds along the pavement.
Hey, Arnie, where are you going?
Home. Look, Kyle, I got a boatload of stuff to do. I got a term paper due tomorrow and a history test. I got to help my father clean the cellar. And I have to do the dishes tonight.
What are you doing? I'm going to get the guys and hang out at the mall.
Let's go.
Hey, Arnie, Kyle. Thought I told you guys no skateboarding in my district.
This isn't skateboarding, Sergeant. This is carrying skateboards.
The officer frowns and drives off.
This is skateboarding.
Kyle speeds off down the pavement, followed by four other skateboarders. They grind along concrete steps, sparks flying from under their boards. They leap from a high concrete wall. In neon shirts and trousers, the boys twist and turn on their boards, jumping down a whole flight of steps. I have lost my mind. One by one, they leap from a high wall, silhouetted against the tower block lights. Sitting on their boards, the boys shoot down a spiral slope in a multi-story car park. They speed around the corners. The boys exit the low-lit parking lot, following each other out into the street. One of the gang, in bright red trousers, jumps on and off walls and steps as he heads down the street. The boys weave and flip along the street. They come to a busier area.
Yeah, we gotta check this out, you guys.
Take it easy.
I will see you later.
Kyle and Arnie head over to a man jumping on his bike tire like a pogo stick.
I'll see you later. I want to check out these guys.
All right, I'll be back.
Arnie stays to watch. Kyle skates off past an indoor merry-go-round. He weaves through the shoppers at the Woodbine Center. Copeland and an officer are in a lift in the center.
Hey, Sarge, look at that.
Yeah, Kyle, a skateboard punk.
Let's nail him.
Boy, Sarge, you sure give them a hard time.
Yeah. Fun, isn't it?
Copeland stops Kyle in his tracks.
You don't listen, do you, Kyle?
We're shopping for Captain Harris's birthday present.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
We'll shop somewhere else.
Kyle calls on a man.
Your Honor,
Kyle runs off.
Hey, Judge, but we're gonna stab him! All right, hold up!
Excuse me, my fault.
Kyle on his skateboard weaves through the crowds.
Skateboard! Hold it! Hold it!
Outside.
I can do that. That handstand stuff. I just hate it when the change falls out of my pocket.
The girl Arnie is trying to impress walks away.
Hey man, I think these guys want to talk to you.
Kyle runs off. Arnie gawps, then sees the officers and follows suit.
Yeah. Captain Harris will hear about this!
Off, but unaware, the officer walks away. Proctor takes another bite of his burger. In his office, Harris munches through apple slices.
Sir.
Grover, what the hell happened to you?
Oh, some skateboard punks started a riot at the mall.
Well, bring them in here.
They got away.
They got away?
Well, I did the best I could, sir.
Well, it wasn't enough, was it, Copeland?
No, sir.
I'll handle these punks personally.
Yes, sir.
I want 3 patrol cars dissecting the neighborhood. Copeland, my hat!
Yes, sir!
You, radio alert all motorcycle units. You, I want a chopper in the air, spotting force on the ground. Proctor, ride with me.
Let's go!
Now, Proctor, move it, move it, move it!
Come in, sir!
Proctor's milkshake is all down his trousers. He tries to drink it.
Right there!
Arnie and Kyle skate through the quiet streets.
There they go!
Back it up. Back it up. Shh, quiet!
I said quiet!
We've got them now.
Harris and Proctor drive slowly through a narrow, dark street looking for the boys. Harris shines a flashlight into the doorways. The boys are hiding at the back of the car, being pulled along on their skateboards.
I know they came in here.
They carry on to the end of the street, where the boys sneak off down a side alley. Spotting the boys, Copeland's car makes a sudden U-turn.
Unit 6 to Captain Harris, we've got him at the end of the alley.
I got you now!
You hold him right there, we're coming!
The boys charge towards Copeland and leap over the car.
Copeland, have you got him?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Carrie Mahoney of the Police Academy.
The crowd remains silent.
Please, thank you. Oh, you're too kind, you're just...
Jones is making the noise.
Jones?
Harris! Call us! Go! Go!
The boys clamber onto a fence.
I got you, you little punk!
Proctor tries to push Harris over the fence.
Get your hands off my ass, Proctor! Get away! Get away, Proctor!
Proctor also starts to climb. Harris is at the top. Harris freezes at the top, wide-eyed.
Proctor! No! No! Don't shake the fence!
A man opens a gate below Harris, shakes his head, and slams the gate shut. Harris plummets.
The purpose of this program is to develop a better working relationship between us, the police...
Mahoney looks over at the officers, who are whispering and playing with balloons.
And you, the community.
Arnie and Kyle are blocked off by another officer.
Stop!
You see, the great thing is, this is a first. You see, the police academy has offered to train your citizens to better protect yourselves. You'll be trendsetters.
Do we get to pack heat?
Heat.
Arnie and Kyle burst into the meeting room. Harris slips on a skateboard. Lying on the floor, he shakes his head. Later...
Who's laughing now, you little twits? And your clothes make me want to puke, I'll tell you that right now.
Captain Harris! Captain Harris!
Well, well. Mahoney.
Been a long time, sir.
So it has. Well, Motormouth Jones.
Anyone ever tell you you've got a great tailor, sir?
I mentioned that just last week.
Has anyone told you, Mahoney, that you are still a little... Is that?
No one whose opinion matters, sir.
What did Arnie and Kyle do?
Oh, you know those clowns. I should have figured. Well, your little pals, wrecked a police car, destroyed a shopping mall, harassed citizens, resisted arrest.
Oh, go easy, Captain. They're just wacky kids.
We'll see how those wacky kids like it in jail.
In court.
In all my years on the bench, I have seen all sorts of public disorder. Young people must learn to conform to the standards and laws of civilized society.
In reviewing the testimony and taking into account your disregard for public and private property, I can reach only one decision. Guilty as hell.
Arnie to his barrister.
You flush me down the toilet! I'm gonna kill him!
Before you pass that.
They're gonna send me to jail and some fat, hairy guy is gonna...
May I approach the bench, Your Honor?
Yes, Sergeant.
Sir, do we really want to expose these boys, these children, to a prison environment?
Yes. May I run my own court, Captain? You got a better idea?
Yes, I do, sir. Commandant Lassard has initiated a new community relations program. Now, I don't know if it's a good idea, but why not assign these kids to that program as a form of alternate sentencing?
That's ridiculous!
I'll be the judge of that.
Excuse me. I like the sound of this community relations gig. Milt Butterworth, defender of the common man.
Your Honor, look at this list of complaints. And I quote you directly, sir, when I say...
Jones made the noise as Harris bent over. The judge looks away, disgusted. Harris grimaces. Later, leaving the court...
Gee, sir, I thought you only got contempt of court for opening your mouth.
Mahoney, I'm warning you. You keep Lassard COPs out of my precinct.
Sir, you don't understand what I'm trying to do.
I understand exactly what you're trying to do. Just keep them out, especially these two little buttwads.
Excuse me, sir. But you're not planning to attack us with any more of your bodily functions, are you?
You just make sure that we never meet again. Ever.
You know, with those two idiots in Lassard's program, it'll never work.
Tackleberry and Sergeant Debbie Callahan pull up outside an old people's home. Tackleberry waves to an elderly lady in a wheelchair. The officers head inside where a man plays a harmonica.
Excuse me, sir. We're looking for a Mrs. Feldman. Do you know her?
Yes.
The man walks off, playing the harmonica with his nose. Callahan points to a nurse.
Excuse me, ma'am. Do you know a Mrs. Lois...
Where can we find Lois Feldman, please? Thank you.
They walk towards the closed wooden door.
Mrs. Feldman?
Who's asking?
Police.
Is it about those damn library books?
We're following up on your alleged interest in the Citizens on Patrol program.
Oh, then I'm Mrs. Feldman. Come on in.
Callahan, cover your rear.
Callahan turns as three men in wheelchairs roll up. Inside, Tackleberry stares in awe at the military camouflage on the walls. Mrs. Feldman grins.
I admire your taste, Mrs. Feldman.
Yes, well, I do all my own decorating.
You have a talent for it, ma'am.
I'll be with you in a moment, Sarge.
Perhaps you'd like to discuss the program first, ma'am.
What's to discuss? Think I want to hang out here and listen to arteries hardening? Now, where'd I put that bulletproof vest?
Back at the academy, recruits are trained in the grounds. The Herald morning press arrive as the new citizen recruits are led into the academy.
All right, all in! Come on, please, line up! Come on, I need a line up here! I need a line...
Hello, ma'am.
Ladies and gentlemen!
The new recruits stop at Mrs. Feldman's whistle.
Thank you, Miss...
Mrs. Feldman.
Mrs. Feldman.
Mahoney grins and puts his arm around her. The recruits are ushered into lines. Mrs. Feldman joins the end and salutes Mahoney. The Sarge strolls out of the academy. Zed follows carrying a goldfish bowl.
I want to welcome all of you to the academy. You are part of a new and exciting program that I call...
Kyle!
cop.
Citizens on patrol.
Citizens on patrol.
Citizens on patrol.
Citizens on patrol. You will work and train with the police. The police will work and train with you. Working and training. Training and working.
Excuse me, Commandant. But do you expect the community to do the job of the police force?
There are many, many jobs for many, many people.
Sir, I'll take care of this. Excuse me, young lady. What the Commandant means is that this program will promote understanding between the community and the police and make the community more active in crime prevention.
Active in crime prevention? But won't that be dangerous?
No, no. We just want to teach citizens to prevent crimes from taking place.
Well, it sounds fine in theory. Let's hope it works in practice.
Lasard catches Zed about to eat the goldfish.
I like it. He's a really nice fish. He looks a little like you.
Hurst closes his eyes in despair.
I will attend an international police seminar in London. It would be the crowning achievement of my career if I could close this seminar by bringing instructors from all around the world here to watch the COP program in action. I'm counting on all of you to make that possible.
In Commandant Lasard's absence, I've appointed a very able-bodied and experienced officer to run the academy. Ah, perfect timing. Here he is now.
Captain Harris. Harris smugly tucks his cane under his arm. Bird droppings land on his shoulder. Hightower in the locker rooms.
2 weeks of Harris.
He knocks all the lockers over in a domino effect, narrowly missing Sweet Chuck.
Damn.
Thanks!
Zed sprays motionless Sweet Chuck's aerosol under his arms. Harris strolls in.
Straighten this mess up.
What mess?
Now! I want all of you dirtbags and that group of COP people out in front of this dormitory at 1400 hours. Move it, move it, move it!
Sir, we were just commenting on how you'd mail out.
Harris turns to leave.
Captain.
What is it, Mahoney?
Sir, I hope you're going to give this program a fair chance.
This program, Mahoney, is just like you. A bad idea.
Well, that's your opinion, sir. But this is Commandant Lasard's idea and his academy.
Oh, well, things can change, Mahoney. Oh, yes, things can change. I'll see you out front.
Harris saunters through the wrong door and into the showers. Mahoney smiles as a sopping wet Harris appears.
I bet that was refreshing, sir.
Outside with the recruits.
Over the next 2 weeks, you'll go through a modified training program. You'll learn many, many keys to crime prevention. Keys you can teach many, many others in your community.
Modified? Modified nothing. I want the works.
Yeah.
Madam, I think it's time for a dose of reality. You can forget Lasard's hype. You people do not belong here. Especially you and you.
Harris is talking to Arnie and Kyle.
Community action groups mean one thing and one thing only.
Kyle blows a bubble with his gum.
I hope that wasn't gum.
Proctor marches over to Kyle.
You heard the captain. Is it?
It's definitely gum, sir. Bubble gum. Cherry, I think.
Thank you, Proctor.
You're welcome, sir.
An Alsatian is one of the recruits.
These groups only mean citizens getting in the way of the police. Now, I don't get involved in your business, and I don't want you involved in my hate.
The dog puts his nose into Harris's crotch.
Now, if you were smart, you would go home and forget this stupid idea!
Are those wedding bells I hear, sir?
The dog grabs hold of Harris's cane and rips it in half.
Whose damn mutt is this?
It's my damn mutt.
I want him out of here!
But, sir...
Out! Out!
I am not getting rid of Clarence. He's
my pet.
Why should you? After all, Harris has Proctor.
I'll take him. I have a big house, nice yard. See, he likes me. We get along fine.
Me too. I'm a housebroker.
Guard, COPs, let's step up to the white line. Let's line ourselves up with a slot, and let's listen to Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Sergeant Tackleberry. This is a standard police issue 38. Examine this weapon carefully. You must be sure this weapon is not loaded. You will be responsible for the loading and unloading of this weapon yourself. Now, Sergeant Tackleberry.
Tackleberry pulls a gun from his holster.
You want to become one with the gun. Feel the gun. Caress the gun. Until it's a living, breathing, vibrating extension of yourself.
I look for the same in a woman.
Hey, this sucker's not loaded.
You won't be using live ammo.
Tack, how about letting me squeeze off a few rounds of that baby?
Tack?
Affirmative, Mrs. F.
He hands her the gun.
Now be careful. Because a 44 Magnum has quite a...
She's blown backwards.
Kick.
Damn, that was fun!
A sign at the police academy pool reads, "Have a very, very, very nice day."
Rescuing the drowning victim. Now, when approaching a potentially dangerous and out-of-control victim, use this stroke only. Arms out of the way for protection. Now, when you get the victim in control, you slip your arm across his chest under his opposite arm. You rest his head and his neck against your shoulder. You kick with your feet. Now, your victim could be struggling. Struggle, House. Good House. Good House.
While she struggles demonstrating with House, Arnie's exercise bike comes off in its frame, and he goes flying into the swimming pool.
Really swim, I'll get him!
Zed sticks his face into the water and shouts. Zed dives in after Arnie, who's still cycling on the bike. The pretty recruit Laura takes a photo. Zed pushes Arnie to the side of the pool, and he's pulled out, still clinging onto the bike handlebars. Sweet Chuck pats Zed on the back. Zed pats him back a little too hard, and Sweet Chuck teeters on the edge of the pool.
Thanks, pal!
Now we have an opportunity to start our water safety lesson.
Sweet Chuck falls.
I will play the drowning victim.
Callahan takes off her jacket and sunglasses.
Arnie?
She whips her cap off and dives into the pool.
Now, who's gonna save me?
Oh, yeah!
Callahan swims away as men leap into the pool. Zed stands by the side, shaking his head to get water out of his ear. Laura takes a photo of him. He notices her and casually leans against a bench, flicking his wet hair around and posing for the photos.
That was mighty brave. What you do, I admire that.
That is nothing. You don't have like a hairdryer or perhaps a mousse.
No, your hair looks nice. It's very stylish.
What? Stylish? I think I better be going. Maggie!
His watch.
He's dead! He killed him!
Oh, well, I'm sure the Academy will pay for it.
What about the sentimental value? This is like a family heirloom here. This is the last thing I ever stole before joining the Academy.
What the hell is this? Cadets in heat?
No, we were just like talking.
Oh, we're just like a tonka somewhere else. This is not a spawning tool. I want discipline.
Do I make myself clear, Zed?
Discipline!
Jerk!
What?
He said bye.
Harris frowns and goes.
No, I said jerk. I think it was pretty clear.
I said jerk.
Later. Harris is in the showers. A can of deodorant is swapped for a can of mace. Harris comes out and sprays it under his arms. His armpits begin to smoke.
I'd now like to discuss with you something that'll be vital for you to know when you're like out there on the job as a police officer. And that's the correct way on how to eat a donut. A donut?
Dan Chuck! Captain Harris?
Harris walks into the training room, his arms stuck out at his sides like a scarecrow and held up by a brace.
From this moment on, anyone who misplaces their canister of mace will be reprimanded and fined. Is that clear?
Yes, sir!
Harris glares round the room, then squeezes sideways through the door. Zed pulls a face.
Bye! As citizens on patrol, endurance and longevity should be very important to you. Aerobic activity will keep you in shape and keep that heart rate up. Music, however, makes it a little less painful. Hooks? Cassette?
She calls for help with the player.
Cassette.
Let's go.
Joan sings the music.
Nice selection, Hooks. All right. Slow walk. Slow walk. Good start. Your arms moving. That's good. Put it into a nice slow jog. Okay.
Conkling comes out.
Breathing, don't forget to breathe. Tuck his tummy, Hooks. Attaboy. Go.
Conkling dances over to a bench where Sweet Chuck sits reading a paper. He plonks himself down on the other end of the bench. Sweet Chuck flies into the basketball hoop. Later, Sweet Chuck teaches the recruits.
Now, this whistle can be very valuable when walking through a bad neighborhood. If your purse gets snatched, blow this whistle to alert your neighbors and the police so they can help. Now, Mrs. Feldman, will you play the victim?
Yes.
Okay. And I'll be Mr. Purse Snatcher.
Okay?
Go.
He grabs her purse. She elbows and punches him in the stomach. Zed and Jones have to step in to pull Mrs. Feldman off Sweet Chuck.
Any questions?
Dressed in white with a black belt, Jones takes a martial arts class. He pulls his hands to his hips and the recruits copy, their faces stern. He does a long sequence of kicks and turns, and the recruits' arms and legs flail around.
Now, like this.
Jones's mouth is out of sync, like a badly dubbed film. Later, Sweet Chuck tries to tackle Conklin, but fails.
You had him there just for like a minute. He was scared. He was like flinching. His face went...
Later, in the empty gym, Sweet Chuck pulls himself up a climbing rope. Zed wanders in. He looks up and sees Sweet Chuck above him just as his trainer falls off. It hits Zed in the face. Enraged, Zed swings the rope with Sweet Chuck clinging on. Sweet Chuck once again lands in the basketball hoop.
Sorry!
Outside.
Citizens on patrol. What a joke. Do you know what COP really stands for, Proctor?
No, sir, what?
Collection of pissants. That's not funny, Proctor.
No, sir.
This citizen action crap is a disaster, a bad idea, and I'm going to prove it.
Yes, sir.
Red balloons with COP on them are blown up.
Excuse me, everyone. I mean, not everyone. I'm going to demonstrate
Excuse
something.
Excuse me, move it.
Everybody, come over here. Everybody, over here.
I'll be embarrassing the police department and join your civilian buddies. May I have your attention, please? Hooks, the tank.
Oh, you damn wick.
Hooks and Laura clamber under a table to get the tank.
Today, Hooks. Today.
The girls grin at each other. Laura attaches a pipe to another tank labeled helium.
Now take your little munchkin voice and go away. Shoo, 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 shoo.
Listen up. This is the proper procedure for administering oxygen. You place the mask securely about the face of the patient and then have them breathe deeply.
Under the table, Laura opens the valve to the helium.
Now that is the way it's done in Captain Harris's preaching. What the hell?
Hook stands in the crowd, grinning smugly. In the park, Arnie, Kyle, and Conklin laze around.
So, you gentlemen think you're on a vacation? You're no better than anyone else, so let's go, let's get to work.
Come on, dudes, chill out.
You dudes are setting a bad example.
Can't hear you, bro. Can't you see I'm getting my beauty sleep?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Move it!
The recruits scarper. Sweet Chuck's glasses have shattered.
You sure told them.
Did you ever think about, like, maybe getting some contact lenses or something, like, you know? You look good, you know?
A deserted city street.
Proctor, this is an alley.
I know, sir, but these are the directions Mahoney gave me.
Mahoney?
Yes, sir. He says this restaurant has the best salad bar in town.
Well, it damn sure better have.
They head through the scruffy entranceway. Inside, the lights are neon and glitter streamers hang down. The bar is filled with leather-clad men.
Proctor.
Yes, sir.
I don't see a salad bar.
Look, sir.
Maybe they serve seafood.
Not funny, you idiot.
They're in the Blue Oyster.
Nice uniform. Makes me wish I'd worn my sailor outfit.
I'm getting out of here. Move it, move it, move it!
A man grabs Harris and tangos with him.
Foster!
I don't think cutting in's allowed, sir.
Nice collar.
Proctor nervously looks away from the man who's embracing him. Over at the basketball court, the recruits and officers compete. Conklin scores.
Here we go again. Next round, Mahoney winning his way through traffic. Looking pretty good. Gets past the main defense. And, oh, under the leg. Ah! That man is a hot dog. The crowd's gone wild. Ball's brought in. Here we go. Has the play going. Rose just said. Oh, a little bit of a fear there. Mahoney intercepts the pass, throws to Hightower, a unique off the head, and in the Hightower, the doctor of your star!
You killed it! Really swift!
Hi!
It's sub-community action.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Lieutenant Proctor, a ghetto favorite.
Well, thank you very, very much. I'm honored to be...
Jones makes the feedback noise. Proctor scowls.
You know, Captain Harris isn't gonna like this goofing off.
Oh, come on, Proctor. This is community relations.
Oh, no, Mahoney. I'm an expert in goofing off, and this is goofing off. And I'm gonna have to tell him.
I have an urge to break him in half.
Why fight it? No, Hightower. Take it easy, big guy. Creep's not worth it.
Proctor's patrol car screeches off, then stops by a port-a-loo.
Through in there?
Sure, go ahead.
Thanks.
Proctor heads into the toilet with a paper in his hand. Mahoney looks at a crane above the port-a-loo and grins mischievously. Mahoney's on a walkie-talkie at the building site.
Excuse me, Sylvia?
You!
Yeah, what if you could help me? I need some help over here. Right there.
No problem.
The large crane hook slides along an arm and lowers down. Jones grabs it and hooks it onto the top of the port-a-loo. He waves his arms and sticks his thumbs up. Inside the loo, Proctor reads a kid's comic. The loo is lifted high into the air. The toilet door rattles.
Hey, hold your horses. I'll be out in a minute.
Special, Sam. Mahoney, Jones, and Hightower jog into the building. Outside, the port-a-loo is slowly lowered down. Proctor looks around as he jolts onto the ground. He goes back to his comic. Jones and Hightower sneak up and remove the bolts from the bottom of the portaloo. The crane lifts up the portaloo shelf, revealing Proctor sitting on a toilet. He suddenly looks around him at thousands of faces staring at him.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for our national anthem.
Proctor slowly rises and salutes, his trousers round his ankles. At the academy...
Read that part about me again, Arnie.
What part?
You know, the part about the dynamic leader of the COP?
Get real, that's me they're talking about.
Jones.
Good evening, gentlemen. I congratulate you on another good day. Sleep well.
Hey, Count. Getting word we're gonna be taking over soon? We're ready.
You're improving, guys, but you're still way down at the food chain. As we vampires say, lights out, suckers.
Jones listens outside the door.
Hey, the COP bit is a breeze. We are ready.
I concur. I think we're ready to deport some truly major criminals.
Maybe we should go out and find some crime. Maybe we should become vigilantes.
Yeah, that's it. Vigilantes.
Jones smiles and nods. Night outside the academy. The lights slowly turn out.
Wake up, men! Oh. We need you! Now!
Mahoney ushers the boys outside.
What's going on? Where are we going?
Why are we here? What's happening?
You're here because you're ready. You said you were ready. You're ready now.
Jones shuts them in a police van. The van heads through the city streets. Mahoney and Jones are in the front.
Could you be a little more specific concerning our current mission?
We're apprehending two known felons.
I'll be going home now.
The van pulls into a dark alleyway and splashes through a puddle of water. The officers and recruits climb out.
Where are the rest?
What rest? We're it.
We'll flush them out of the building.
Yeah, you stay behind and cut them off in the alley. Stay.
What about guns, man?
Guns? No, you won't be needing them. We're pretty sure they're not armed.
Mahoney and Jones share an unconvincing look and walk off. Left alone, the boys stare at each other, their eyes wide open. They begin to wander through the eerie alleyway, which is filled with boxes and wrecked cars. From above, the officers watch the boys.
Hey, they can handle this without us. We'll just get in the way, you know?
Good thinking.
The boys leap to safety as Jones makes the sound. The boys peer out.
We got a man!
Mahoney and Jones chuckle. The boys creep out of their hiding places.
All right, men, come on over.
A large man with long dreadlocks carries a body-shaped package.
All right. You three will be riding in the back with Badula. And his late brother.
The boys gawp at the man's vacant eyes through his pink sunglasses.
You guys keep him subdued.
The boys are speechless. Their mouths hang open.
Let's go.
The van heads back through the city streets. In the back, the boys sit with the body by their feet.
Yama, 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 yama. Yama, 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 yama.
The boys' eyes are full of fear.
Hey! Don't let his voodoo mumbo jumbo scare you.
Yama, 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 yama. Yama, 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 yama.
He breaks out of his handcuffs.
Fools. You think they can kill the brother of Badula?
I never thought that.
Wolf
that I could reach into the belly of a yak and rip out his heart?
That would bring him back to life?
No, man. I'm hungry.
The van pulls over.
Listen, we're going for some burgers and fries. We'll be right back.
Yama, yama, yama.
Mahoney and Jones stay in the van.
Yama, 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 yama.
The boys bang on the van door trying to escape. Conklin sits transfixed. A chainsaw suddenly appears from the wrapped up body. The boys push themselves to the edges of the van, unable to escape. The masked body sits up suddenly.
Out of my way!
Conklin bashes out the van door and the boys flee down the road.
Well, I guess they weren't as ready as they thought they were. You take the mask off now, Tack.
It's Tackleberry and Hightower. Dave, people flock into the academy. Boys skate around the roundabout. Harris and Proctor watch from a window above.
Yes, sir. Who are all these people?
They're here for the party, sir.
What's the party?
A few of the citizens on patrol members invited a few of their friends, and well, they invited a few of their friends. You know how it goes, sir.
A party?
Yes, sir.
A party? Why wasn't I told?
People gather at the pool.
Hey, Callahan. Hey, Hook. Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I'd like to thank you all for coming.
Hey!
Let's party!
Everyone dives into the pool, including officers in their uniforms. Zed bombs into the pool.
Move those platoons! Excuse me.
All police officers out of the pool!
Proctor!
Let's go! Out! Everybody out!
Get out of there!
Oh, no!
Zed looks sheepish.
Just look at yourself. You are a disgrace to the uniform. Go get changed. Move it, move it, move it.
Laura watches sadly as Zed wanders off. She hesitates, then heads after him. Inside an office.
What are we looking for?
This.
A tube of superglue. Back at the pool.
Why, Captain Harris?
Miss Madsen.
Hello.
How are you?
Have you seen Clarence?
Don't you let that flea bag near me.
Oh, Clarence is crazy about you, Captain Harris. Let me just call him over.
No.
For a second?
No.
Okay. Bye.
Mahoney furtively put the superglue around the megaphone mouthpiece when Captain Harris was distracted.
Put those brands off your faces! Dismiss!
Mahoney and Jones salute Harris. He tries to pull the megaphone away from his mouth to find it stuck. At the hospital, Mahoney is stopped at the theater door by a nurse.
You shouldn't be in here, Sergeant.
How is Captain Harris?
We'll do all we can.
Please, be gentle.
A surgeon with a blowtorch puts on a welder's mask. Harris, with the megaphone stuck to his mouth, panics and has to be restrained. Mahoney smiles and salutes him through the glass door. Meanwhile, Zed mopes through the park looking forlorn. Laura.
I heard what Harris said, and he's wrong.
It happens to me all the time. People just don't understand me.
Well, maybe if you talked a little slower, a little softer.
That's not what I meant. I meant people don't know who I really am. Not like I worry about my diction, too. How's my sentence structure?
Perfect.
They look at each other.
In fact, I think you're just about perfect.
She looks down, abashed. Twitchy, goofy Officer Zed makes eyes at her. They move to embrace, and... Laura's camera goes off, the flash startling Zed, who falls backwards. He recovers and they eye each other lasciviously. Laura removes her baseball cap, freeing the great mane of golden brown hair. She and Zed move forward towards each other.
Just count the hours.
They bound, skipping and frolicking through the autumnal park towards each other.
Yeah.
there's no hope.
They meet and embrace, twirling around in each other's arms.
They take all hope away by the end of the day. Well, I just about had enough for the sunshine.
Zed spins Laura around, but loses his footing. They tumble onto the grass.
I think I'm gonna puke.
Proctor, in swimming shorts and buoyancy aid, visits Harris in the hospital.
Hi, sir. How are you feeling?
I didn't seem to cut off.
I didn't catch that. Was that the dim shoot a snare off?
I said I have to wait for the damn glue to wear off.
At a fancy reception in London.
So I asked her, do you always work under podiums?
Lassard entertains a table full of international police chiefs. Hurst approaches.
Commandant?
Why? Chief Hurst, this is a splendid, splendid surprise. You remember Nogata, he's part of our Japanese contingent. This is Chief Hurst.
We have heard many, many wonderful things about you and your city.
I've been helping them with their English.
Oh, please, sit, please.
Thank you. Well, I hope you'll find the time to see our beautiful city firsthand. In fact, I've just flown here personally to extend the mayor's invitation to see my... to see Commandant Lassard's community program in action. We are convinced that this program will serve as a model for cities around the world.
I would be honored to accept your invitation.
Wonderful.
Oh, please, come.
All stand.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Arrivederci.
Everyone has a goldfish bowl.
Bonsoir.
They leave Lassard and Hurst alone.
I see you've been teaching them something other than English.
I do what I can. So my program is really, really working.
Hell yes. Starting tomorrow, COPs will be working the streets.
Daytime on a city street. Mrs. Feldman eyes a man pushing a trolley with a TV set in. She scurries to the alley where he emerged from and spies some men unloading more TV sets from the back of a van into a warehouse. She gets on the radio.
COP emergency. Feldman here. Meet me at the corner of Clark and Main Street at the warehouse.
10-4, Mrs. F.
Later, Mrs. Feldman, Laura, and Butterworth, in a trench coat and trilby, sneak into the warehouse and hide behind some packing boxes. The warehouse is a hive of activity, as street urchins buy and sell stolen goods.
Snap off a few shots. For evidence. Get closer, get closer.
Laura shuffles away with her camera.
I saw this on Hill Street Blues. It's a fencing operation.
You're gonna love these. We just unloaded a van full of them.
Okay, bring in the rest of them.
Right. Yeah. Next case! Yes, sir.
A mustachioed crook in a denim jacket walks past Laura, who's taking pictures.
Nice camera. Don't let that crook give you less than $80.
He walks off. Mrs. Feldman blows her whistle.
Freeze, you scuzz buckets! This is a citizen's arrest. Get him, boys!
Everyone panics, kicking over tables of goods as they scarper. Mrs. Feldman runs and jumps on one man, and they tumble into a heap of cardboard boxes. She shakes him by the collar.
You're not moving till the cops get here.
A police badge.
I am the cops, lady.
Later, Harris.
3 months' work. Out the window, down the drain. Your citizens on patrol just screwed up. The single biggest undercover police sting operation in the history of this city.
The COPs line up outside the academy.
Tell them the good news, sir.
Thank you, Proctor.
You're welcome, sir.
As of now, the COP program is suspended, pending a full investigation.
Two black limos arrive with a small police motorcade.
Kaden!
They park in front of the academy, where the COPs are lined up. Lassard climbs out one car as Mahoney salutes him.
Pony, I'm so proud of the job you've done.
Nice work, men. The eyes of the world are on this program.
Excuse me, sir. I think we should talk.
Harris shows the police chiefs round.
This precinct must deal with every type of criminal, from pickpockets to armed robbers, felons of all kinds.
Hey, Captain Harris, excuse me. Don't forget the gang of ninjas. Please!
They're my personal favorites.
Why don't you go pay them a visit?
Proctor obliges and marches off.
This precinct is run on discipline and organization.
Simon Says, pull your left ear! Simon Says, hop on your left foot! Come on, guys!
In the holding cells.
Simon Says, hop on your right foot!
Hey! It's just a little too noisy in here, gentlemen. We have some important police officials visiting, and I think you'd better show the proper respect.
Come on, Lieutenant, we're almost finished.
Come on, Lieutenant, join us in a friendly game of Simon Says. There's just nothing to it. Now, Simon Says, touch your toes. Come on, Lieutenant. Simon Says, clap your hands. Come on, give me the spirit.
Proctor claps his hands.
Simon Says, two steps back.
Proctor sidesteps with a daft grin.
Simon Says, five steps back.
Proctor steps back and a man in the cell behind takes his gun.
Simon didn't say.
No, but Smith and Wesson does.
High security cell area is used to hold criminals awaiting trial or transfer to state or county facilities. Any convictions involving felons, perverts, thieves, people of that nature, are held in this area. You will notice the steel construction. What the hell is he doing in there?
Proctor's locked in a cell.
I think that explains it, sir.
The escaped crooks ambush them with guns. Outside, Mrs. Feldman sips from the water fountain. Suddenly, the crooks and ninjas rush out the front door. Mrs. Feldman glares angrily as she recognizes two men from the warehouse. She turns and scurries off purposefully. Two escapees take a police patrol car. Meanwhile, by the lake, Zed is serenading Laura with harmonica and electric guitar.
Getting through the point now, I'm with you. I know why I have something stuck in my eye. Your mother, my mother, she never looked as good as Anderson. I wrote that for you.
Oh, Zed. I hope now that COPs is over, it won't mean that we won't be seeing each other anymore.
Shut up! Not you. I'm in the dark.
Attention. This is Mrs. F. There's been a jailbreak.
Zed, 10-4!
Tax, you pick me up at Main and Maple. Move it. Over and out.
Commandant!
Commandant! It's been a jailbreak, sir.
Get in.
Jones jumps in Lazard's golf cart, which pulls a wheelie as they speed off. Meanwhile, in the gym, Nagata and Callahan are wrestling.
It's so wonderful to see you again, baby.
It's wonderful to be seen.
Just like old times.
In America, talk is cheap.
She pins him. Hooks rushes in.
It's been a jailbreak!
Oh.
Mrs. Feldman in black leathers is on the back of Tackerbury's motorbike.
Look, there's a stolen police car. That's gotta be it. I think we got a robbery in progress.
The car's abandoned outside Hill Federal Savings and Loan. Mrs. Feldman and Tackleberry park up outside. He draws his enormous Magnum pistol.
Stay here, Mrs. Feldman.
He sneaks up to the door with his gun poised, before bursting in and waving it in the faces of a group of terrified customers.
Freeze!
Good idea.
Two crooks behind Tackleberry point a gun at him. Tackleberry puts his gun down and joins the hostages.
I want everybody to get back in that vault.
Suddenly, the police bike crashes through the window. Tackleberry grabs his gun. Mrs. Feldman is the rider.
Welcome, Tack!
Callahan and Nagata patrol the docks in a police car.
There's a ninja now.
I see him. Come on, let's get him. Let's go.
The ninja jumps on a full-rigged sailing ship and disappears. Nagata and Callahan follow aboard. They sneak up to the hatch which goes below deck, steal themselves and look inside.
Did you see him?
Several ninjas appear and surround them. Jones is at the top of a mast. He roars and slides down the rigging and kicks two ninjas. He grabs a rope and swings back, kicking two more ninjas.
All right, Samuel. The fight you want. Fight you get.
He moves his mouth as if he's in a badly dubbed martial arts film. He grabs a ninja's hand and beats him in the face with it. Another throws a kick at Nagata, who dodges and pulls off the ninja's shoe, grimacing at his foot. Another attacks Jones. He grabs the ninja's arm and pretends to cover it in sores before biting it. Callahan knocks two ninjas' heads together. Another sneaks up to Jones and hits him with a plank of wood.
Damn you! You don't pay for that!
He strikes the ninja in the face and karate chops the plank in half before whacking the ninja in the groin with a piece. He blows on him and the ninja falls over. Callahan punches a ninja into the water. A ninja attacks Nagata, who pulls out chopsticks, panics, and backflips over him. He jumps on the side of the ship and somersaults out the way as the ninja dives at him and falls in the water. Jones throws the last ninja in the water with a staff. They give each other high fives. Ashore, Lasard whacks a ninja with a golf club as he drives past on his cart. Meanwhile, back in the holding cells, everyone's locked up.
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows my sorrow.
Shut up! You two morons, knock it off! We've got an international incident going on here!
I knew you'd come.
Yeah, thank you.
You may thank Mrs. Feldman.
Who is Mrs. Feldman?
You know Mrs. Feldman, a member of the defunct COP team.
Don't you?
Mrs. Feldman salutes the captives and winks at Lasard. Mahoney in a patrol car.
This is Sergeant Mahoney in pursuit of a stolen police car. I'm heading toward the Williams County Air Show. Repeat, I'm pursuing four escapees toward the Williams County Air Show.
Now, folks, making his second appearance at the Williams County Air Show.
The four crooks in the police car skid along a dirt road to a crowd of people at the entrance of the air show. People scarper out the way.
Look out for the car!
What car?
They crash.
That car! Come on, get out! Come on! Get out of here! Hurry up!
The crooks jump out the car and sprint toward the red biplane. Matson's in the car with Mahoney in pursuit. Meanwhile, two crooks jump into the two-seater biplane and start the engine. Mahoney and Matson arrive just in time to see the crooks taxiing for takeoff. They get out the car and look on astounded. The two other crooks ambush two men readying a hot air balloon. They shove one out the basket, jump in and cast off the ropes. A man hangs onto the outside of the basket, but is kicked off as the balloon rises. Meanwhile, the biplane takes off.
Wow, that's where I draw the line. I'm not going up in one of those things. No way. No siree.
You don't have to.
Mahoney was referring to the hot air balloons. Matson smiles. Later, a yellow and blue biplane zooms along the grass runway amongst the balloons. It takes off. Matson pilots the plane in the seat behind Mahoney.
Hey! You can open your eyes now!
How can you like this better than my driving?
Because you can't do this in a car!
The plane rolls 360 degrees. On the ground, Harris and Proctor arrive in a patrol car. They jump out and sprint toward the red hot air balloon that's about to take off.
Grab that balloon! We commandeer this balloon in the name of the law!
No, wait!
Get out!
Move that!
Do that! We need it for the race!
Another car arrives. It's Tackleberry, Mrs. Feldman, Zed, and Sweet Chuck. Tackleberry looks excitedly at a hangar which says, Red Baron Flying Circus.
Mrs. Feldman, stay with the car. Zed, Sweet Chuck, follow me.
Hey, guys, wait up! Tackleberry, this is it!
No,
take it out! They're getting
Harris squabble as they ascend. Below, a red biplane bursts through the hangar wall.
Come on! Come on! Drop the parachute! Stop screwing around! Come on! Drop the parachute!
Come on!
If he doesn't want to do it, don't force him! He's gotta like want to help himself!
Tackleberry and Zed pull Sweet Chuck into the cockpit of the red biplane, and they take off.
You land that balloon right now! This is Captain Harris! You are under arrest! Land that balloon now!
They pursue the crook's balloon.
I can blast him out of the sky, sir!
No, no, not yet!
Oh, you're right. I should give him a warning shot first.
Proctor shoots his shotgun in the air, which pierces their own balloon.
Imbecile! Are you happy now?
At least it looks like we're coming down at the river, sir.
It won't matter because you're going to be dead!
Pretty good!
Conklin, Butterworth, Kyle, and Arnie look on from an ambulance. In the air.
I'll pull alongside Tackleberry!
Mahoney and Tackleberry fly side by side.
Look! I see my house!
Ah! The crook!
Let's go get him, okay?
Okay!
Tackleberry motions instructions to Matson, who gives a thumbs up before peeling away. Meanwhile, Harris and Proctor cling to the basket as they head toward the waterfall.
Hang on, sir!
Hurry! Putting over the falls! Let it go!
The COPs arrive in the ambulance and jump out.
Hey! Help! Help!
Hang on, sir!
Hang on! I'm gonna get them!
Conklin wades into the water with a rope. He casts it. The end lands on the basket. Harris grabs the rope and Proctor holds on to Harris. They abandon the basket, which falls over the waterfall. Big Conklin holds Proctor and Harris under his arms as he pulls them out of water. Conklin helps up a gasping, fumbling Harris, who clings onto him for life. Meanwhile, in the air, Tackleberry, Zed and Sweet Chuck are in the red biplane. They approach the crook's hot air balloon.
There's the balloon!
Now I've got him!
They circle the hot air balloon as the crooks look on from the basket. Now above the balloon, Tackleberry looks down.
There's only one way to do this! And it's up to me! Take over!
He was talking to you! Is it coming back? Bring some beer!
Tackleberry jumps out of the plane with a parachute. He drops towards the balloon, landing on the fabric at the top.
No! He was talking to you! No,
I heard him! He said, switch up, take over, take over!
No, he did not! He did not! Ah! Get out of my foot!
Shut up! Why are you always whining?
Leave me alone!
The biplane hurtles out of control. Meanwhile, Tackleberry slides down the hot air balloon on a rope towards the basket which carries the crooks. He now hangs off the side of the balloon by a rope and swings up behind the oblivious crooks in the basket with his large silver magnum drawn.
Gentlemen! May I see your license and registration, please?
There we are! Take it down! I want to get close! Closer! Get closer!
Matson and Mahoney pursue the crooks in the biplane.
Mahoney! Mahoney, what are you doing?
Get in closer!
Mahoney lifts himself out of the cockpit and onto the wing as Matson flies the plane next to the crooks' plane. Matson tips the wings towards the crook's red barren plane, and Mahoney jumps aboard.
Under here, you cover! Get off my wing! Get off of there!
Yeah, but what do you do about them?
Sweet Chuck and Zed hurtle out of control towards the crook, who panic. Mahoney draws a gun.
Now, it's over! Let's go home!
Zed and Sweet Chuck fly upside down.
I hate you! I don't know really thrilled about you! Why'd you lose some weight?
Why don't you get out and walk?
Their plane rolls.
I'm gonna be stuck! I don't have a parachute!
Shut up! I'm gonna be stuck!
No, but don't be stuck on me!
The plane, now in a steep ascent, stalls and rolls over. Zed and Sweet Chuck drop out the cockpit.
I don't have a chute!
Break your ball! Hit the kid!
No! I need a chute!
Ah, get your arms! Get away from me!
Come on! Ah!
Let's go! Let's go! I'll break it in half, you tweet! There! I'll open the chute! Are you satisfied?
No!
Sweet Chuck holds on to Zed, who opens his parachute. The other planes come into land.
Kill you!
Shut up and enjoy the plane!
A crowd of onlookers rush over to where Sweet Chuck and Zed touch the ground with a bump. They're tangled in the ropes and wriggle furiously. Everyone, including the international police chiefs, gather round Lassard.
Commandant, they say your citizens on patrol group does many, many wonderful and crazy things.
Tackleberry puts his arms around Mrs. Feldman. Harris glares out from under a blanket with Proctor, who's wearing a neck brace.
I think Sergeant Mahoney deserves a special bow. Mahoney? Mahoney? Mahoney!
A blue and white hot air balloon sporting the police academy insignia suddenly ascends. Harris scowls.
Mahoney!
Get up there! Where's Mahoney? Oh, right!
Mahoney and Matson wave at the crowd from the basket.
To the academy.
To the academy.
They sip champagne and toss their glasses over the side. Zed to Sweet Chuck.
You know, you look a little like Tom Cruise in Top Gun.
Yeah?
Sweet Chuck in flight helmet and goggles dives on Zed. The balloon soars over the countryside. The end. ITFC audio description.
Citizens on patrol! Citizens on patrol! Have you heard the word out on the street? There's a new kind of heat that's walking the beat. Citizens on patrol! Cause the neighborhood folks won't take no more.
They got bars on the windows, locks on the doors.
Cleaning the streets is what they'll do.
They're gonna get rid of all the punks like you. They're citizens on patrol.
Citizens on patrol. Citizens on patrol. Citizens on patrol. We got crashers, smashers, even head bashers, punks,
drunks,
all kinds of funk.
There's a mugger in an alley and a junkie named Sally.
So you better go home. So you call the cops, they won't do no good, cause they won't even come through this neighborhood.
Before we get this crime to stop, we got to grab the cops from the donut shops.
Citizens on patrol! Citizens on patrol! Does your house get rough?
the vacation place when you're on the job. Do you feel real dumb because you're a working slob? You need citizens on patrol.
Citizens on patrol.